through that Eleanor and Bonnie thought it had, or Bonnie said she
I think
doesn't.
It is. Was it Eleanor? I know he went through.
Sheriff Longisa had some trouble last night. We were able to use diathermine, and I told him, thank you. Said we couldn't do it for you, Sheriff. It wasn't for Dr. Goodlett, so that made him feel real good.
Good. Eleanor, did the insurance go through for the physiotherapy unit at the People's Temple? Well, I'll put it before my desk and let's sign it.
Sheriff, he won't give us no trouble. He's the only one we've treated. He's the only one outside.
Nobody's going to give anybody any trouble.
It's in the
booth folder?
By the way, the physical therapist said that if it could help anything, mutual cause or your cause alone, then you want to dispense it. She said the Medicare, when it's authorized by doctor, they can clip those, what is it, those Medicare, I don't understand the terminology, something that would apply.
Well, what they could do, they can clip those and use it for the buy the equipment, all that at the church.
Well, however, whatever you suggest, I didn't know.
If they have them, get them and turn them in, and we'll convert it into more equipment. Or use it as some charitable.
Okay.
Buy people medicine who don't want Medicare.
Good. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
All for it. Well, that's what I want to check on. Nothing else.
Mom.
I think she's doing amazingly well. I got her out. She'd been involved in a senior citizen program here. She's a district representative for Mendocino County.
Uh-huh.
And that day seemed to do her a damn lot of good.
Good.
We'll see ourselves by the way, the TV, Hongisto and Willie were really good on a TV program for us. They praised us. We didn't expect that, but they praised our work at the church. And what about the Willie said the governor might be breakfasting with you and I and Cecil Monday. Do you know anything about that?
Well, no, it's this Monday. As soon as I find out, one Monday, now, if he selects this Monday, that's great. Well, I will be ready for him anytime.
Well, Willie said something about it. He thought it was in the machinery for this Monday, but I may have misunderstood him.
Well, it might be in the working. You know, Willie has just come back from Sacramento, and I haven't been around. Rhode Island.
Yeah, I knew you had. Cecil, on Cecil's show, did you, by the way, see the way they malign Cecil? Did you see that article?
No.
It was outrageous, man. If he can live through that, I'm not worried about an article.
Well, he can live through it.
The title, the top of it was, Cecil Williams says, fuck the church.
In the daily papers?
No, magazine, Playboy.
Oh, I'd take a look at it.
He thought he had a friend.
Yeah.
And he talked too much.
Yeah.
He said about himself, he said, I thought he was a friend. And
yeah.
I said, well, boy, Cecil, you don't even talk like that to anyone unless you... I said, that was unwise. Statement.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll ride to it. Okay. Be seeing you now.
Okay.
Thanks for everything.
Fine.
Bye
bye. Bye.
Yeah.
No, when do you expect him?
I don't know. Not too much.
No, I'll call again. Thanks a lot.
They don't know anything about it. That's even Jim Pugh, but you don't say the name. You don't know anything about the offer. He's interested in your well being. You don't believe that? You asked Heavy. He has interest in your well-being. If you don't believe that, ask Heavy. Now that I think takes care of all of them.
I hope so. I haven't turned it off.
Check it out with Stoneman to see. Bad aspect. It seems like we need to neutralize, do some neutralizing. But anymore, I don't even trust my own judgment. You got me?
Well, so Jim's to call it back at 8:30. That's why I called in, because we left a message for Terry to call back, and I evidently didn't get through. They just now got the message to her? They just now got that fucking message to her. She called 10 minutes ago on the phone. She didn't call again because I told her I was going to call. They just now got that message to her. The assholes in San Francisco. See, she left a cold call for Terry. And that's how long it took them to get him to her. 15 minutes. That's something. No, I know it's not Terry's fault. Whoever the hell was up there, that's the reason was the June Brown was to call Terry. It was a cold call. But she never called her back, and we couldn't let her in because we have to get the call back at 8:30. Yeah, it could be. Very likely. You know, Tim wasn't there. We had to call this with Cardinal because Tim was in San Francisco. He left. So we didn't have any choice. Okay, so do we ask her to make these calls or not? Barry wants that. The original where she's going. Yeah, sure. That's why she's uptight about it. If she says no, we still give it a little bit of help, right? Okay. I just want to know. Got to try to wear a tape recorder. She said no purse is announced. Yeah. Okay, I'll bring it back to her. But they don't tell her that till they actually meet her, because of course the phone wouldn't be protected. Okay, sorry to bother you, but that just put a new light on things. Okay. Bye-bye.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. What?
Just your.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. Okay.
testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. 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 Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.